Immersing daily in a mikveh prior to prayer, part 4, laws relating to immersion during times of illness, and how the immersion is to be done with all its details. The Reishis Chachma states that one who goes to fulfill the mitzvah of immersing in a mikveh will be guarded so no evil happens to him. Accordingly, there is a tradition from the Baal Shem Tov that one should not fear any damage to one's health from a single immersion in a mikveh. Likewise, there is a tradition in Chabad, amongst the Chabad Rebbeim, that the Rebbeim take the responsibility of a single immersion upon themselves. Thus, we are given sort of a guarantee that immersing one time will not affect your health in a detrimental way. Nonetheless, in a case that there is real worry of danger to one's health, and he may not rely on this and must advise and consult with a doctor. Certainly, if one contains a contagious illness which can get others sick, then he is not to immerse in a mikveh and place others in danger. One whose ears cannot get wet, the Rebbe suggested for them to a wet cotton ball in his ear based on his doctor's directives. We will now go into how the immersion is to take place, beginning with how many times should one immerse in the mikveh. So when immersing for the state of keri, it suffices to immerse one time. However, when immersing for the purpose of tshuva, one is to immerse three times. So states the Alter Rebbe in chapter 606 regarding the laws of immersion on Erev Yom Kippur. No mention, however, is made regarding how many times one should immerse prior to the daily immersion before davening. And in essence, there are numerous opinions mentioned in regard to additional immersions beyond three times, with some mentioning 4, 5, so is written in the Priya Aretz in the name of Harav HaMalach, Rav Avram, the son of the Maggid. The Shla HaKadosh mentions 14 and 39. The Arizal and Erev Shabbos would immerse twice. The Rebbe in a letter discusses these various numbers and states that he does not have any arbitration in this matter and that the rumor said in his name that he suggests immersing 5 times is not correct. Nonetheless, Rabbi Groner quotes the Rebbe to have directed him and others to immerse 9 times, and that the Rebbe stated to him that so is the accepted practice. The Rebbe himself was witness to immerse many times very quickly. One time somebody having counted, the Rebbe immersed 51 or 52 times. On one occasion, when the Rebbe was asked how many times he immerses, he refused to answer. And on another occasion, he responded to a person who connivingly tried counting his immersions that it could be that he stuck his finger out from the water and therefore added more immersions than the person can see. All in all, it does not seem we have anything conclusive in this matter, and at the very least, one should immerse 3 times for the sake of tshuva. And if we were to accept the directive of the Rebbe to Rabbi Groner as a collective directive, then one should immerse 9 times. Regarding preparing for mikveh and removing chatzitzas. So there's a major debate amongst the Rishayim and Paiskim if the immersion of a Baal Keri contains the invalidation of a chatzitza, with the main opinion holding that it does not. Thus, before a person immerses for Keri, he does not need to cut his nails, clean them, brush his hair, or wash other parts of his body. It is likewise not customary to be particularless prior to the daily immersion, and rather a general showering of the body and removal of clothing suffices. Nonetheless, some conclude that the daily immersion, which is done for purity and tshuva purposes, is more severe than the regular immersion for keri, and therefore one should avoid all chatzitzas when immersing. Practically, as we stated, the custom is to shower the body, take off all articles of clothing and one's watch, but not to be more particular than this, unlike an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, in which we try to remove all chatzitzas from the body, comb the hair, and cut the nails. Regarding the kavan is necessary when immersing in the mikveh. So while some claim that the mikveh is absolutely worthless if one immerses habitually without having anything in mind, the Rebbe negates this opinion, stating that it is against an explicit Mishnah and Halacha. This means to say the lack of concentration doesn't invalidate the mikveh experience, but nonetheless it is a great advantage for one to immerse with proper concentration. As the Mittler Rebbe writes in Siddur Im Dach, that it does not suffice to immerse without the intent of Bittul Ruchni, of thinking of the nullification and subjugation to God that one goes through in the immersion. Various other kavanas are also recorded when immersing the mikveh, some based on Kabbalah and some on based on Avaida, in the Svarim of Reishis Chachma, Siddur Im Dach of the Kavanas of the Baal Shem Tov, and other sources. regarding taking a shower after mikvah. We have delved on the subject in a previous halacha, and the conclusion is that while it is permitted from the letter of law to shower after mikvah, some are stringent not to do so. Regarding drying oneself after mikvah, based on the teachings of the Arizal, one should not dry the mikvah water off his body completely after immersing, and therefore particularly to leave some part of the body wet from the mikvah water without drying it. And the Rebbe states that it suffices for one to leave his feet wet in order to fulfill this directive. Regarding alternatives if a mikvah is not available, we have covered this subject in previous classes. Please refer to those audios and articles on our website. The last subject that remains to be tackled in this series of mikveh immersion daily is how to act in a mikvah, the order of getting dressed and undressed, talking restrictions, learning Torah, thinking Torah, and washing hands afterwards. And Ritz Hashem coming up in our last segment on the subject.